Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, the 27th of August, 2023. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra. On 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 14.130 MHz by Any Takers. And on 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 24, thanks to Mark, VK7, Foxtrot, Mike, Alpha, Charlie in the Hobart area. Please note, UHF Channel has removed from 18 to 24. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA in Northern VK7 and on VK7 RHT in Southern VK7. Silent Key. Brian Richardson, Silent Key. Gavin, VK7HGO, lets us know some sad news. I recently found out that the Subaru Safari Clark, of course, Brian Richardson, passed away on 17th of the 8th. The Wison Tasmania crew provided communications for this event at Mount Lloyd and also back into Rally HQ in Hobart. Communications was done using 2m 70cm repeater links from around the Duent Valley area back into Hobart. R.I.P. Brian, from the Wison Tasmania crew. Gavin O'Shea, VK7HGO, Wison Tasmania coordinator. VK7 news, UHF CB channel change. Please note the rebroadcast on UHF CB channel in the Hobart Southern Tasmanian region has changed from channel 18 to channel 24, which is on a frequency of 477 MHz FM. This rebroadcast attracts 5 to 6 people on average each week and has led to many sitting their foundation license and getting into the hobby. A huge thank you to Mark Forster, VK7FMAC, who provides this rebroadcast every week. 73, VK7WI, broadcast team. VK7 News, VK7 Centenary QSL Cards Awards. The beautiful QSL VK7 Centenary QSL cards have arrived from the Ukraine and have been given to the VK7 Centenary Awards and QSL Manager, Herman, VK7HW. The entire log has been uploaded to LOTW and you can source a default electronic QSL card from LOTW. If you want a physical QSL card for a contact or two, then please contact Herman at email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. The Centenary Awards certificate is also available in electronic form for anyone who fulfilled the requirements for VKZL of 10 contacts with VK7WI, with at least one being phone. Outside VKZL, you only need 5 contacts with VK7WIA and no requirement that they need to be phone contacts. Do you need to submit QSL cards for validation? As a hint, you can submit a screen grab from the WIA online log website for your call sign, and that is all you need to submit to the awards manager. Again, if interested, please contact Herman at email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. 73, VK7 Centenary Committee. Contest news. Remembrance Day contest logs. Reminder to all VK7 stations who operated in the RD contest that your logs are now due and you have until 0300 Zulu today, the 27th of August, 2023, to submit. The easiest way to submit is via an electronic log on Cabrillo 3 format. Upload to VK Log Checker and the website address is on the email edition of this broadcast. Please add email, your email at MYISP to the log header. You can also email your Cabrillo format file to rdlogs@wia.org.au, remembering to put your call sign in the subject line. For paper logs, take a look at the website on the email edition of this broadcast. Sourced from the WIA contest webpage. Editor's note, at the time of writing, it was great to see at least 54 logs from VK7, which is well ahead of all other states and territories around VK. On ya, VK7. Contest news. Alara contest, August 26 to 27. Contest is always on the last full weekend of August. That's this weekend. Starting time is 0600 UTC on 26th August, finishing 24 hours later at 0559 UTC 27th August. The Alara contest is a lot of fun and open to all YLs and OMs. Although we are slightly competitive, we do help each other by giving out numbers and spotting each other on Facebook. Some of the girls even practice CW together in the months before the contest. All YLs, OM scouts and girl guides are invited to take part, and it is hoped that everyone will enjoy the friendly contest. It is a great opportunity to make contact with those you don't usually meet on air. The contest rules have now been uploaded to the Alara contest page, and the address can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. 73 Maria VK5 MAZ, Alara contest manager. Non-commercial for sales and wanted. Wanted. Brian, VK7BW, is looking for an Alinco DR06T 6-meter 50-watt mobile transceiver. Email Brian at janewelch77@gmail.com. 73, Brian, VK7BW. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as at 17 August is in the email edition of this broadcast. Herman would like to remind those who are sending cards to stations based in Tasmania that they should mail them to Herman based at South Arm QTHR instead of the VK Outwards Bureau. Herman has also found it handy when ops put the operator's name of the station worked on the card. Try it yourself. It may help an Inwards QSL manager somewhere else. Hi. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Thank you for those amateurs who have been in contact with Herman about their QSL cards listing. 73, Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7, Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another busy net night saw the following participants. VK7s, 00, FGGT, EKA, KT, EV and ZBX, all sharing 25 photos via the North-South link. There were various subjects like currently 54 logs from VK7s of the 2023 RD contest, wildlife, PDP-8 computers, a series of firefighting vehicles, aircraft, vintage and racing cars, a large mesh dish antenna that has collided with a ladder, Market Reef in the Baltic Sea, where there was an EME de-expedition by OJ0 EME, Oscar Juliet 0, Echo Mike Echo, Radio Centre GB3RS at Bletchley Park, UK. A reminder that Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve's VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime both South and North Tasmania. If you have missed the previous nets, there are archives of all the SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling web page, or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, 73 Al VK7AN. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. As this item was penned late on Friday, the NTARC safety communications crew has already travelled to Santorina Park at Scottsdale to prepare for Saturday's equine endurance ride. We have established our ride base, set up 2 metre and 70 centimetre repeaters for voice and data communication, and trialled communications to field checkpoints in readiness. If it is Sunday when you hear this, then hopefully we have packed up and are making our way back to Launceston. As mentioned in one of last month's broadcasts, Andre VK7ZAB noticed a new RF signal about 206 MHz. This was later identified to be the test transmission of the ABC's new Digital Audio Broadcasting Plus service for the Launceston area. Phil VK7ZPD soon tracked down an open source software program called Wello.io, which is capable of decoding the signal. Various versions support differing operation systems and computers. Well, Phil has done it again. Not sure if he tracked it down or stumbled across it this time, but he located a pile of Sony DAB Plus compatible radios that are brand new in boxes. Phil found them at a local recycling depot very near the NTARC club rooms at Rochelle. They are less than 1/7 their current retail price. At $20, you can't go wrong with a standalone FM and DAB Plus radio that has battery backup and automatically locks to the DAB stream, extracts data and configures time and date on the clock. I know of a dozen that have already been snapped up. So if you're interested in dabbling into digital audio and are a typical amateur, these certainly tick the cost-effective box. Still on the rebroadcasts theme, but now we change from the latest digital radio and head back to the early analog black and white video recording prior to VHS and beta formats. So over to Andre, VK7ZAB, for a quick recap on one of the many diverse topics of conversations covered by club members over a drink. At the last couple of morning teas, there has been discussion of domestic videotape recording that came about before the VHS and beta systems. In particular, Stephen, VK7SVG, remembers the Philips N1500 system introduced in the early 1970s, being mainly seen in the education institutions before home use. Unlike the rectangular VHS cassettes, Philips used a square cassette where one reel of tape sits on top of the other. In the last club morning tea, Lionel, VK7ZLB, brought in a photo he took in the 1980s of the first broadcast video recorder in Adelaide at the new Channel 7 TV station. It was made by RCA and had been installed in about 1959. This machine was not a freestanding trolley-style unit, but occupied 5 full-height equipment racks. It was for black-and-white pictures and used 2-inch-wide tape on separate spools, like a large reel-to-reel audio recorder. The audio control tracks were recorded along the length of the tape, the same as an audio recorder's, and used 15 inches per second tape speed. The video used a spinning head wheel that had 4 video heads that swept across the width of the tape and was commonly called the quad format. The head wheel spun at 15,000 RPM and used air bearings. Each head pass only laid down 16 lines of vision, so no paused freeze frames. To curl the tape around the section of the head wheel to vacuum guide system was used. Extra station equipment required was a cooling system for all these thermionic valves, air compressor and a vacuum pump. These machines were later replaced in the mid-1980s with compact and standalone recorders that used Type C format, a helical scan method using 1-inch wide tapes. This is the type used in VHS and Beta domestic VCRs. The helical scan allows full picture pause and variable speed forward and reverse. Note the 2-inch wide tape didn't disappear. That lived on for use in the music and post-production studios of the classic 24-track analog recorder. Thank you, Andre, for also contributing to the discussion. From my school days, I remember that Shibarden, a black and white video recorder from the early 1970s. It was half-inch width tape, reel-to-reel unit, using 2 5-inch tape spools mounted at different heights with a helical scan head located between. They were replaced with the modern colour Philips machines. Video recording systems certainly have come a long way in size and picture quality. Welcome back, Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, to the hosting reins of Wednesday night's TestNet and TechNet sessions. Once again, many thanks to Phil, VK7ZPD, for stepping in and holding the reins during Nick's absence. Equipment pictures are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Now back to the housekeeping. Upcoming events. The TestNet and TechNet session, Wednesday the 30th of August. TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Phil, VK7ZPD. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. Why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. The Club Technical Night. The next session will be held on Wednesday, the 6th of September, and will commence at the winter time of 6:30 p.m. through to about 10 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. Thank you from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. You are listening to the VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. September Presentation Night, Cyber Threats with VK7BEN. A big thank you to Ben, VK7BEN, who has agreed to give us a presentation about cyber threats and how to be more safe online. This presentation will be given on Wednesday, 6th September 2023, from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed and go out on RF. See you there, 73 REST Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. Our last DATV night demonstrated the diversity of our hobby in amateur radio. We started with Richard, VK7ZBX, and the Earth-Moon-Earth contacts he has recently been operating in. These included the ARRL and Russian EME contests. Richard showed a range of screenshots from WSJTX and also some novel pictures through the viewfinder of his rifle scope. He explained the finer points of making contacts using WSJTX during an EME contest and described a number of very impressive European stations. Justin VK7TW then moved to his magnetic loop tuner designed by Dave Truen, G7IYK. There was a description of the unit including the precision SWR bridge with DDS that disconnects the transceiver and scans the antenna to find out where it is currently tuned and then put in frequency for you want to go on, and then it tunes the loop to that frequency for you. Nice. You can then navigate using the buttons and LCD screens on the unit or use the USB interface on a PC. Justin then described his challenges with getting this board up and going because of fake chips being sourced from the internet. This led Justin into a segment on the fake chips scourge that is impacting the electronics industry to the tune of over $7 billion per year. What is a counterfeit chip? I'm glad you asked. It can be many things, including unauthorized copies, not conforming with original manufacturer's design, model, or performance standard, not produced by the original manufacturer, off-specification, used defective or misleadingly labeled as new or incorrectly marked or with wrong documentation. We went into some examples of fake chips causing problems and even the death of an Air Force pilot. There are some designs for counterfeit measures being used, like unique ID and unique physical unclonable features, PUF, and blockchain also being considered. We finished with a reminder about DATV QSO party last Friday night and the up-and-coming September presentation night on the 6th of September from 7:30 p.m. with Ben VK7BN about cyber threats. The video of the night is available on the Reist YouTube DATV playlist, and the link is on the email version of this broadcast. This week we'll see another DATV Experimenters Night with some interesting experimentation and equipment reviews. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. We also go out an RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Nights signal. Look out for VK7OTC. 73 Justin VK7TW. Training and assessment. The next Reist Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is Saturday, September 16th from 9 a.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation license video that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist, and check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details. 73 Reg VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6 p.m. AEST, statewide SSTV net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 minus 7 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF, 146.650 minus 600 kHz. CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and the other in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group, meetings Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12, midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Fridays, coffee morning in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon. NTARC, Wednesday, 30th August, Testnet and TechNet. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC, Wednesday, 6th September, Club Technical Night from 6:30 to 10 p.m. in the club room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8:30 p.m. Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX Net 144.190 USB. Northwest SSTV Night, 28 August, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 70 centimeter repeater on Mount Duncan and on the fourth Monday in the month. Events: REST September 6, Cyber Threats with VK7BEN from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. REST October 4, Microwave Weather Satellite Reception with Mike VK7DMH in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. ALARA November 3-6, ALARA Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7RI, repeaters, REST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7TPE, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres any takers, UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73, stay safe from Peter, VK7PD.